Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Televised hearings begin tonight from the Congressional Select Committee that's investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports on what to expect from the first day of testimony.
The House committee is set to hear from two witnesses tonight. One is a documentary filmmaker who was embedded with the leader of the far-right extremist group known as the Proud Boys in the run-up to the attack. Top Proud Boys leaders are currently facing charges of seditious conspiracy against the United States for their alleged role in the attack on the Capitol. So far, the public has only seen brief glimpses of what the filmmaker captured on camera. The second witness is Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards. She was guarding the Capitol on January 6th when she was pushed by rioters and her head landed on the edge of a stone step. Edwards has said that the concussion she suffered stole moments from her life that she'll never get back. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Hours before tonight's highly anticipated hearing, a Republican gubernatorial candidate in Michigan has been charged in connection with last year's riot at the Capitol. Ryan Kelly is accused of disruptive conduct, injuring public property, and trespassing into a restricted space. The real estate broker from Allendale Township was arrested this morning. He's among more than 800 people who've been criminally charged over the January 6th attack. Wells Fargo reportedly is under federal investigation for conducting sham interviews to look like it was adhering to federal law and actively trying to hire diverse candidates for positions that were reportedly actually promised to other people. The New York Times cites two sources in reporting the probe is spearheaded by members of a new civil rights unit inside the criminal division of the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. The Times reports a May 19th article that centered around a whistleblower and others prompted the investigation. Editors at top news organizations are urging Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro to put more resources into finding a British journalist and a Brazilian advocate of indigenous people after they both went missing in the Amazon. NPR's Frank Langfitt has this from London.
In an open letter, the news organizations, including Britain's Guardian newspaper, The Washington Post, and NPR, said they were very concerned by reports that not enough is being done to help search for Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira. The men were last seen Sunday morning in the far west of Brazil. Phillips, who has written for The Guardian and The Post, is working on a book on rainforest development. Pereira's an explorer who has worked with tribes in the region for years. The Guardian reported that amid public pressure, officials said Wednesday that they are increasing the search operation, which they said involved 250 people, two planes, and three drones. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 323 points, down nearly 1% at 32,590. The S&P's fallen more than 1%. This is NPR. Radiation detectors at the defunct Chernobyl nuclear power plant are back online. NPR's Nathan Rott reports they'd been off since Russia's invasion began in late February against Ukraine.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, the United Nations nuclear watchdog, says the newly functioning detectors have found normal radiation levels at Chernobyl. Russia seized the plant, site of one of the worst nuclear disasters in world history, on the first day of its invasion, and then used the area around it as a staging ground, potentially exposing soldiers to dangerous levels of radiation. There have been concerns that Russia's actions in the area, driving equipment and digging trenches, could cause radiation to spike in the exclusion zone around the plant. Ukraine has been back in control of the area since Russia retreated from northern Ukraine in late March. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Kyiv.
Well, the Auto Club AAA says the average price of a gallon of gas is closing in on $5 nationwide. GasBuddy.com says it's already there. Patrick DeHaan is a senior petroleum analyst with GasBuddy.
We're in a time where the economy is somewhat juiced or charged because of Americans' desire to get out. This is kind of the first summer that things feel back to normal, and Americans aren't going to be held at home again by gas prices.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. He says instability in the world will likely keep prices high. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down nearly 350 points, more than 1% at 32,560. This is NPR News.